Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Last week we heard the bizarre story of three family members killed by eating a Christmas cake which had been laced with arsenic. Two sisters in their 50s and 60s and one of their daughters all died after eating the cake at a family gathering in Brazil. Now, in a truly bizarre twist, it appears they weren't the first family members to be poisoned in this way. We're joined again by Mail Online global reporter Nick Pisa. And Nick, there have been developments since we last spoke, but you might just recap the outline of the case and fill in some gaps for us.
Yes, good morning, Claire, to you and your listeners. As you say, we spoke last week with the news that these three people had tragically died after eating this Christmas cake, which police later revealed had been laced with arsenic. You may remember that as a result of this, police in Brazil decided to reinvestigate the death of the woman who made the cake's husband. He passed away in September. It was down to food poisoning, but they had suspicions about the circumstances of this death. And I think, as your listeners may recall, they exhumed that body on Thursday. And then on Friday, late on Friday, we had quite a dramatic development in the police press conference announcing that he too had died from arsenic poisoning. And the level of arsenic in his body out of the four victims was found to be the second highest out of all those who have died. And as a result, as we know, police have arrested a woman, Denise Maurer, a 42-year-old. She is actually the daughter-in-law of the cake baker, Zelli and Paolo, and she's now under investigation for these four murders, plus the three attempted murders, that is the other people who were at the party. And also, I can tell you this morning, Claire, that they're now planning to exhume the body of her father, of Deez's father, who died in 2020, aged 67 years old, because at that police press conference, they said they suspected she may have carried out other poisonings.
Extraordinary. And there was a history of some animosity between her and her husband's parents. You'd explained that to us last week. Was this about money and control?
But basically, yes. So this was a feud that stemmed back 20 years, police told me. And it started off basically that the fact that Deez wasn't happy with the fact that Zelli, the baker, had an influence over her son, Diego, who Deez married. And at one point, we understand from the police that Zelli took some money from the bank account to their joint bank account. It was only a small sum, I'm told, 600 reals, which is about 40, 50 pounds. It was paid back, but it set the ball rolling for a bit of tension and a bit of animosity. And there were family feuds, arguments between all of them as the years went by. There was also a feud with one of the women that died, Tatiana. They had fallen out because she had got married in a church that Deez had initially eyed up for her wedding function. And she got quite angry and annoyed with that. And she had a huge row with relatives saying that she would see her, that's the sister, Tatiana, and the mother, Zelli, in a coffin. And following all these tip-offs, the police decided to look into these deaths, and that's when they, as I say, found that the cake had been laced with arsenic, and also found that Paolo, her father-in-law, had died from arsenic poisoning. They think, it's very complicated to keep up with this, they think that Deez had brought powdered milk and coffee to the house in late August as a peace offering to try and build bridges between her and her in-laws, but she'd actually spiked the ingredients with arsenic. And as I say, Paolo tragically died, but Zelli survived. And and I should say that after Paolo's death, relatives were suspicious, and they did ask Zelli to carry out an investigation, but she refused. And at the same time, her daughter-in-law, who allegedly carried out this poisoning, insisted that they cremate the body, police saying it was her attempt to try and get rid of the evidence in case anything did come around.
Yes, they were clearly suspicious of her from back then in September. Then you had the poisonings at Christmas, and initially it was the baker, the poor woman, the widow of the man who died in September, who people were pointing the finger at her. Then when she was unwell in hospital, this daughter-in-law came to see her with some suspicious-looking gifts. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's another aspect which which the police are looking at, she brought some chocolate and some fruit juice and some water, but the relatives noticed that the seals were open on these things, and they told her to get out, and they told her that she wasn't going to have any of it, and they poured it all away. They didn't keep any of it, which police have said was a shame, because they wanted to examine these for traces of arsenic as well. Mm-hmm. Also, the chocolate was thrown away that she brought, so they couldn't examine that. But they'd been tipped off following the days after the deaths of the three women that there was tension and there was animosity. I'm not sure if I told your listeners, Claire, that when the funerals were held, Deise, that's the suspect, turned up and she placed rosary beads on the hands of the three women that had died, and a flower, a single rose on their coffins. And again, there was a scene there with everyone saying, why on earth are you here? Why are you here? You know, we all know you didn't like them. We know you didn't get on with them. And obviously police were alerted to this and they carried out their investigation. And they have found other evidence as well, including searches on her mobile phone for arsenic.
So she then is in custody. And
correct.
Is there a planned exhumation of her own father now? Is that going ahead?
That's right. That's what they're saying. They're saying they want to investigate. At that press conference, they said they suspect, or they have belief, that she carried out other poisonings, and they want to exhume the body of her father, who passed away in 2020. Again, relatively young, 67, more or less the same mm-hmm. age as Paolo. I suppose, Claire, you and your listeners are asking me motive. Well, I mean, they do. Paolo and Zelli have two houses. Brazil, as you and your listeners know, isn't exactly a wealthy country, but to have two houses, you're deemed quite wealthy. Was this possibly a way to get hold of her inheritance a bit earlier, because Diego is their only son? Who knows? I mean, I put this to the police and they said, yes, it is one theory, but they're also saying that she is a complete sociopath, psychopath as well, and it was all born out of the hatred. We should say, just to obviously give it a bit of balance, her lawyer has issued a statement saying that, of course, his client denies all of this and nothing has been proven. Mm-hmm. It's just police releasing information in the press conference.
Well, Nick, I expect that we will be discussing this case again. Thank you very much for that update. Nick Pisa there, Mail Online Global Reporter.